What about these royal blood? Are they really ascended? This bloodline?
No comment.
With which Jesus was she...
good question. Which Jesus did she hang out with, Ion?
The second one.
So she did not witness the crucifixion of the third one?
Nope.
Okay, let's try someone else. Thanks, Roxy.
Thank you, Super Sugar Love.
Yes, yeah, Sugar Love. You know you can get it, honey.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Mark.
There was a video that brought up about Mark watching his famous quantum computer father, who was a musician, a beautiful video that came up. And in that video that came up in the Dukes, showed a video of a cloud around an atom that was spatialized. Is that the cloud you're talking about, Ion?
No. It's a nice little rendition, but it's kind of like Baby Reynolds and Singing in the Rain. It's not what it was really all about, was it?
So it's a B-movie. Was the music important?
Always. Tonal, as always.
So the son was important. Was the father important?
Beget the son and heir.
What is your topic about, Mark? How do I write this in? What are you asking about? What's the content of the video?
On Dukes, there was a video given out about a famous scientist that showed parallel universes.
Oh, yeah, Hugh Everett.
And his son.
Had a band.
Yeah, and in one part of the video, he played the tapes and he heard himself playing drums, which triggered me because I was playing drums about the same time. So there was a parallel in that. And but Ina just said it was all rubbish. Nothing. It means nothing that he did.
Right.
Ion told us 5 years ago that Hugh Everett did go to parallel worlds, right? Ion, he tried to mathematize it. Are you saying his work is nothing?
But what he came back with was ridiculous.
Ion, how many JWs are there?
Many.
12 or more?
At least.
So why can't we talk about that as a parallel event?
Because you can never get them all together at the same time to do it. Things blow up when that happens.
There is no time.
You said things blow up when you get them together. Did you just say that, Ion?
That many of them. More than four is about what you can stand.
So what blows up? Our Earth? Our, what blows up? Physical or non-physical?
Physical.
And who cares? I mean, seriously, if you've got like 12 of them, if one of them dies, you've got 11 left, who cares about the other? I mean, who cares if one of them blows up?
Well, Mark, they're not living based on other people's cares. They don't care that you care or not care.
I don't care. What about the JWs that die?
They don't die.
That's right, they don't die. I forgot. They're eternal. Gail and I are going to break out in music. I know she's freaking out.
What did you just say?
Gail and I are going to break out in music because my plan, when we are 20 years from now, when we're in our 70s, we're going to break out in music. Are we going to do this?
You want to?
Yes. Well, I don't know, Ion. I don't want to condemn ourselves to a... I don't know.
Well, why not? I mean, you see, you're answering your question. It's kind of like, wait a minute, okay, yeah, no, yeah, I want to, I don't, I think I do, I might, okay. Sort of, kind of, what do you think, should we, is it okay, does anybody mind? Nobody minds, tear it up, it's okay.
All right, that's the answer, I'll accept that.
Good.
I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy to be here in front of you and Ion. I'm so blessed to be here. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you for thanking us. Well, thank you for thanking us for thanking you for thanking us. Well, thank you. Well, thank you for thanking us for thanking you for thanking us for thanking you for thanking us. Well, thank you. Thank you for thanking us. Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Okay, Sheila, you got a question?
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
For thanking us, yes.
Merci.
Merci. Merci beaucoup.
I have a few questions about the painting, Ion, the sketch.
Okay. So you got coitus under control then?
Yeah, I didn't know it was out of control.
Well, that's relative.
True. It's all relative. Is the cemetery much the symmetry much better than previously? I know, huh? What was that about?
That's rich. Good for you. Yum.
How's the symmetry looking, Ian?
Pretty yummy.
Is there a crown in this painting?
There should be 7 points.
Should I put it at the top of the painting above the seraphim and the cherubim?
Yeah. Make it like the David crown, like the David crown.
The David crown?
Yeah.
King David?
Yeah.
Other than 7 points, what makes the David crown the David crown?
It is important.
It's important. So make it look more significant. David's crown. Is that an actual thing? David's crown, Jerusalem. Another question, is there a key, an image of a key in the magma?
There is.
Is it a skeleton key?
It would be. Oh, and the picture is in Dr. Dean's inbox.
David's crown, you mean?
Yes. 7 points, and then a little place for the skeleton key.
A little place for the skeleton key with the crown?
Do.
So then they're not in the same place on the painting, because I would have the crown on the top and the key in the bottom.
Right. We didn't say it was in the same place. We said there is a place in the crown for the key.
Just like a keyhole. Like a keyhole, you mean. Okay.
Yeah, that's how we get to Bob. In a coat they borrowed from James Dean.
American Pie. You say a coat that was borrowed, they borrowed from James Dean. Are you referring to the song American Pie?
Okay.
That's a great crown.
You like that? You jiggy with it?
I'm totally jiggy with it. How about the placement of the vial judgment? You said there are 11 vile judgments?
Align them.
Align them mean have all in the same line?
No, align them.
Align them in what fashion? In a straight line, in a semicircle, in a some kind of shape?
You choose it. Just make them in a line.
At the moment, they're not aligned.
We know.
Hey, Sheila, you noted that the keyhole refers to me and my mantelpiece experience, so I will expect that in there, some reference to me, right? You got that?
Of course. There's always reference to you. Yes.
No, but did you hear that the keyhole refers to my archetypal mantelpiece experience?
The person on the mantle, yes.
Yeah, okay, good. Mm-hmm. You know that. All right.
Yep, yep. Ryan, are there other images that I left out of the sketch that should be in there?
Well, you got to include the Android meme.
And what image would include the Android meme?
Well, we aren't qualified to ask such high-minded questions. You'd have to ask Bob.
My book, Fatty Communion with Bob Dobbs, came out in 92, has a keyhole on the cover.
And a telephone wire
coming out of it. Now, the keyhole, my book is a portrait of the Android meme, and then I made a chart version of it. So the Android meme is in my work, and that may be where the keyhole may be the key there for that part.
Is that what you're talking about, Ian?
Gollum to Mount Zion.
Gollum to Mount Zion?
Adullam to Mount Zion.
Last week it was Ziglag to Zion. Now it's Dullam. Dallum or something.
A-D-U-L-L-U-M to Mount Zion.
When you say Mount Zion, are you talking specifically of a mountain range?
Nope.
A cave? King David, from a cave to the crown? The caves where David hid?
Yeah.
So should there be a cave in the painting, Ion?
But of course. We got to give something, otherwise it gets kind of bland, don't you think?
Okay, I don't think this looks bland to me at all. This is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Well, you ain't even got no goddamn Jebusites in there. You got to get something going on, darling.
Jebusites?
Jebusites.
Jebusites.
Dude.
Is that some kind of tribe?
The Valley of Elah.
Canaanite tribe?
E-L-A-H.
E-A.
E-L.
Okay.
A-H.
You saw that I wrote it wrong. You're so funny.
Yeah, we know. It's so foolish. Yeah, and you still got pretty foundational garments, so what you gonna do?
You just have to put up with me then.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of... Sorry, my computer's slow.
And so is Bob. Unlike your computer, Bob is sure.
What do you say, Bob?
Bob is sure. What? He's just not sure of what.
Yeah, I may be wrong, but I'm never in doubt.
Right, exactly right.
The Valley of Elah.
Yeah. Right there in Adullam.
Hey, Sheila, what were we just talking about a minute ago? Because I was going to make a note. Oh, yeah, he saw your spelling mistake, right?
Yeah, I did a little dyslexic spelling, and he corrected it.
Oh, that's good. Go ahead.
Okay. The Valley of Elah, where the biblical David fought Goliath.
Dude. That's where little Carolyn got her rocks off.
So should I actually put tribes of people in this? Is that what you're saying?
Ooh. No. You don't have that much walnut. You don't have that much walnut.
There's already a lot going on in this.
Yeah, it's a little bit over the top. So, yeah, no. This isn't going to be an epic painting. You don't need casts of thousands. But it could use a little more Church of God gold, though.
So in the structure of the building itself, lots of gold?
Yeah, but otherwise it's just like dead, isn't it?
I suppose, if you say so.
At what point? Well, no, that's not... this is your chicken. We're just trying to fuck it. That's how this goes. We think it's a bit drab. Pick it up.
Okay.
Warm it up a little bit. Because it's all over the place, and that's fine, and it's busy, maybe too busy, maybe not. Yeah, right.
Okay.
Now, she requires a pep talk with me, right, Ian?
Couldn't hike.
Okay.
Okay, Sheila. All right, so let's hold it there. Maybe we'll come back to you if you think of some other things. Let's ask Greg or Ginny. Do you have a question, you two?
Yes, Ginny Bell.
Let me
out of here. Bob can't have dead space. He's afraid his crook's in
Bob
there.
Bob's on mute and he's talking to Eliza.
Go ahead, Eliza.
Yes,
hi. I didn't hear you talking to me.
It was too much fun. He was
Anne, earlier you mentioned Eisenberg, the Eisenbergs. Is that spelled Eisenburgs?
Sounds good to us. Okay.
I didn't find anything on them.
How do you know? You know how to spell it.
Well, I'm asking, can you confirm the spelling or correct it?
E-I-S-E-N, small case B. Did you get that?
E-R-G.
What were you laughing at, Carol? What was the joke?
I always say crooked letter S. You know, crooked letter S.
Like a little three-year-old.
Yeah,
crooked letter. We can spell Mississippi, too.
Okay, ask your question about them. You got a question about the Eisenbergs?
Well, I just Googled it, and it doesn't look like they have anything on the wiki on them.
So you have to add Guy on.
Give us just a few minutes, and we'll whip something up for the Wikipedia, and then you can find it, know everything there is to know about it, I guess.
Should I add another word to Eisenberg? So I can find
If you were, let's go back. The words we said were.
Oh, you want me to repeat the way you spelled it?
Well, if you don't know what it is, and.
No, back when Ion told you, said the word, what was he referring to?
Ion said the one. Okay, Eisenbergs were the ones that had the proclivity to see.
Proclivity to see.
Now, when I heard the word Eisenberg, I started taking it as E-Y-E-S. Were you making one of your Ion jokes?
No, it's E-I.
I know.
N, small case B, E, R, G, that one. Yes, that's the one.
Okay, so there's a Dr. Richard Eisenberg who's an optometrist, Eisenberg and Associates. Are you talking about someone in the vision world?
No.
Put in Jefferson, Carol.
Eisenberg and Jefferson.
And Toltecs. You can try Toltecs. It comes right after the Toltec topic.
No. They try to change Eisenberg to Eisenberg.
Okay, Eliza's sweat enough. Now you can just ask Ion. He'll tell you. Okay, Eliza? You've worked hard enough at it.
Okay, Ion, tell us more about the Eisenberg.
And their role in?
The coming into this world and portaling.
No, more America, the history of America. Their role in the history of America.
The role in the history of America.
It was very dim.
Why do you make significance out of the Eisenbergs, Ion?
We answered the question.
Because they were dim. They were close to the people who were not?
No, 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 no. She asked the question and we answered it.
Yeah, you said they were dim.
That is the reason.
And they couldn't be seen that well by a little man.
Basically.
And they interacted with Thomas Jefferson?
Still do.
And they still come into this world and do whatever they do and go back?
Oh, yes, they come all the time. Yes, they are not testicularly challenged.
Okay.
Ask something about yourself, Eliza.
Ian, tell me, how am I doing in regards to my plans of moving or relocating?
You have to start saving better boxes.
That's good. That's what I think about. Where am I going to, you know, to get a few boxes and...
Get them at the liquor store.
They have good boxes there?
They do.
So, the way it's going is good. I'm not pushing it. Like, that's all good?
Well, it won't do you any good to push it, but we're glad you're not.
Bob, what else should I ask on myself, about myself?
Well, that's a question right there. That's a good question.
Yeah, ask that.
Okay,
yeah,
so that question is a good question, because remember, you can always ask, what do I ask? That's right, that's right. Look, even the cloud will do that for you now. Now in your Android, well, first of all, you're going to have to get past this KitKat. You're going to have to get on now. And we did Lollipop. Now Lollipop's gone, so now you're going to go to Marshmallow. It's the craziest thing that all of a sudden you're just skipping whole operating systems just like that. It's like telephone numbers. They ran out of telephone numbers. You know why? Because everybody had numbers and numbers and numbers. Nobody talks on the phone anymore. No one answers the phone. No one dials the phone. No one's phones ring. And yet they've actually physically run out of numbers, so much so they had to have three more. So now you have 10-digit numbers, and then international is adding numbers on top of that. You run out of numbers because people have so many numbers that they don't use. I guess they could call themselves, but they don't have enough numbers to do that. The average one has about 8 telephone numbers. It's astounding. Time your phone for this and a number for this and a number for the car, but nobody even does that anymore. No one even has landlines anymore, and yet they still run out of numbers. Where did all the numbers go? All the numbers are gone. Every single combination is all used up. They have area codes for areas. A lot of people moving in, and they have multi-area codes and multi-codes, and then they still run out of numbers. It's the damnest thing. They are running out of numbers. They're just out of the numbers. So someone's taking the numbers or consuming the numbers or making the numbers outside the angles that can be, that all the numbers are finally gone. That's a good question. What about the numbers?
Well, tell us about the numbers.
That's not a question.
All the numbers are diminishing, so to speak. Does that mean people are going to...
They're not diminishing. They're being consumed. Used up, as it were.
Consumed by all the people who are getting phones?
As in a fire.
The numbers are being consumed in fires.
No, the numbers are being consumed as a fire.
Ian, when she asked about herself, you were describing her chip body, correct? A very intimate part of herself.
With
all That's part of you, Eliza.
Those are operating systems. Those are operating systems.
Okay,
you wouldn't call them programs? Are they programs, or do you have to say operating systems? Is that a better word?
They're programs of the Android mean, the archetypal Android mean.
Yeah, so you would use the word operating system rather than program, the Marshmallow operating system. That important distinction?
Is the Marshmallow the newest one on the block? Is that the most advanced one now?
Yes.
So let me get into this topic, the blood moons. September 28th is when the last of the blood moon from the tetrad happens. And they say this phenomenon of four consecutive blood moons coinciding with Jewish feast days has only occurred 10 times since 1 AD and only 3 times since 1492 AD. The 3 times since 1492, okay, they mentioned the years. The reason why they're coinciding with Jewish holidays, does that have anything to do with the revelations?
Yes.
The first tetrad they speak about is the one of 1493 to 1494. That was when the Spanish Inquisition took place, just before that tetrad. Was Christopher Columbus Jewish?
No, he was a Hittite. There was a little miscegenation in his lineage.
Miscegenation. Let me look that up.
It means his mama was a knockabout and his daddy was a traveling salesman.
Oh, so he had, like, mixed blood?
Do.
The next tetrad was when the nation of Israel was reborn on May 14, 1948, just before the tetrad of 1949 to 1950. And the city of Jerusalem was reunited during tetrad of 1967 to 1968. Now, what they have on these three tetrads, is that all accurate?
Yes. And one of them, Hillary Rodham Clinton, had a gizgasm, too, on one of those.
Probably the last one in 1967 to 68.
That's probably the last time, yes. So she's probably due for another one here in a couple of weeks, eh?
So this coming tetrad on September 28th, when it's a blood moon like that, things are more powerful. So the RNA drops are going to become even more potent than they are, than they would normally become on each full moon or blood moon.
This becomes a blue moon.
This one coming is going to be a blue moon?
Yes.
Can you tell us more?
Yes.
We'd like to hear it.
Mm.
Ian, tell us.
Well, No.
You're not going to say.
Mm-hmm.
You got to ask questions, Eliza. Don't order Ian around. You got to seduce Ion with your own knowledge.
Can. You can, but we can. But if you can do that, then we get to say no.
Well, I'm under the impression that this last blue moon of the tetrad is going to have incredible effects on the eye cell and the eye block and the whole RNA drops.
That assumption that you supposed would be correct.
Good. And that goes for the axiom water as well. Yes?
It's a full Monty Pack picture.
Any world events that will occur? I mean, there were major events in the past three tetrads, of the tetrads. So I'm thinking there's going to be other world events.
Pretty much.
Is Coldplay going to play a part in it?
Likely.
Do you have any questions on that, Bob?
No, I have no questions. I'm not allowed to pursue those topics in public.
But he tears it up on a weeknight, so.
Yes. Now, What Youth, man. A lot is revealed during the unrecorded portion of What Youth. That's what everybody should be listening to. Okay, Eliza, I'm going to move on, okay?
Right.
Thank you for your input. Let me just try this. People piling up here. Brian, you have a question, Brian?
What's all this secret knowledge you've been
You just said you were revealing on what use.
Yeah, what use of the unrecorded portion. Oh, you definitely, what use is where a lot of new stuff is discussed in the mortar world, and then when we stop recording, I stay around for about an hour, and I just can't control myself. There are people like Eliza there, and they just draw it out of me.
What's been revealed there, Eliza?
Well, the last thing that happened, Brian, is something. It's something that Bob revealed from one of the rewrite sessions. So if you re-listen to it again, Ed has it up on his site. And as soon as Bob played that, the whole thing with the hacking of Achieve Radio happened, and poor Bill had to try and fix up the Achieve Radio, and I think that took about a few days. So no one had any access to any of Bob's Payday shows or the What Youth shows or any of the shows.
Ian was very pissed. I played a section of Rewrite, Brian, and Ian didn't like that, so he blew up Bill's system.
So it wasn't hacked, it was just Ion.
It was a tantrum from Ion in reacting to me.
That's interesting, because Ion has always said that he doesn't have a dog in the fight, so why would Ion care about anything that you reveal?
He doesn't have a dog in your fight or anybody else's fight. He does have a dog in my fight, since I fucking made him. We're an old couple. Now, I'll be playing something about that many hours from now, from my session the last couple of days.
That's something everyone should stay awake for.
Yes. Or go to sleep and hope for the archives, but we can't guarantee the archives anymore because...
Yeah, no counting on the archives. Better listen tonight, live, or forget it.
So, Eliza, what was broadcast that Ion had a fit about?
Oh, part of the formula, the 4X formula that you pursued for many private sessions.
Oh.
How it began. I broadcast how we stumbled into the formula by accident.
I don't think we stumbled into it by accident. The way I remember it, Ion kept talking about it and talking, and nobody would engage it. It was like Chad and James would a little bit because they were into the math side of it a little bit,
yeah.
So they started engaging a little bit.
Brian, what triggered it in rewrite number 20 is Ion related the X and Y chromosomes, male and female chromosomes, to the algebraic trigonometry grid of X and Y. That was the crazy connection.
The X and Y chromosome. Are you saying that
the X and Y chromosomes were being discussed, and all of a sudden Ion started talking about the sines and cosines, just brought in those words, and nobody knew why Ion was doing that.
The sine and cosine or the X and Y axis? You brought in
both.
The axis.
Both, yeah, the axis and the X and Y grid. That was how it happened.
Yeah, and Brian, the other topic that was on that 4X formula session was the seven empires. Bob, do they have them in the archives? Like, do they have copies of them, or just like the people who were part of the rewrite session?
No one has them, only I have them. Nobody has a copy of the audio of the rewrites. Now, Brian knows a bit more about the empires than anybody. He got it from his own private session, but he's not allowed to talk about it. And Margarita triggered the information.
How did that go? It said, I'm trying to think of that one line Ion gave me. It says, I can't remember something. So, it was something along the lines of, you better.
I just muted Brian.
Why?
Are you finished, Brian? You finished spilling your beans, Brian? Okay.
You're fucking muted me, Bob.
Fucking right, I muted you, man.
It was the mother load, Bob.
You don't know what the fucking... Brian's trying to go past protocols.
Are you having fun, Bob?
Yeah, I know.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Where was Ion? Did Ion drop off? I forgot about Ion. Were we talking to Ion? Okay, Gene, you want to lead the discussion on wealth and health and... whatever. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Listen to what Gene's going to tell you.
Bob has suggested that we need to redefine the word wealth. I've been kind of hot about it lately, trying to get people to talk about redefining the word wealth. I told
my friend, hard to redefine it. I redefined it long ago there, Gene.
What's your new definition?
I said that those individuals that are consuming the RNA drops and the completement formulas are the wealthiest people on the planet.
Yes.
Just by consuming those products.
I have evidence. I was talking to my friend about redefining wealth, and I suggested that, in my mind, that might mean the elimination of debt, which Bob suggested in the first Germany video. The one that you can't listen to that I transcribed and is now on Duke. Okay, so that was Friday. On Saturday afternoon, my friend called and had received a letter in the mail from a bank, a financial arm of a very well-known bank, and it very clearly stated in the letter that the remaining balance of his mortgage was forgiven. There were three sentences in the letter that clearly said, your debt is forgiven. And there was a statement that said, if you are living in your home, you may keep living in it. There was also that classic statement of, you don't have to do anything. There is nothing you have to do. And he had a remaining balance of $58,000 on a mortgage on a he ignored for years. It was the result of a divorce settlement, and his wife was responsible for making the payments, and she didn't. I believe it was post-2008. So totally ignored the whole situation and received a letter in the mail. His debt is forgiven. The balance of his mortgage is forgiven.
So, Gene, where's the wealth? Is the wealth there because he has a balance of debt forgiven, or is it this process, whatever that process was, of that whole situation coming about? Is that the real wealth of whoever this individual is? Because it sounds like you're saying because they took the drops, because he, quote, relaxed and allowed that this took place. So where's the wealth at?
Not necessarily. I don't know. I was using your definition at the time, and I mm-hmm. could say that that was evidence that applied to your definition.
But
I'm not so sure whether, I don't know. I'm looking at this whole idea that redefining health is being done very well, I think, on all the shows, but especially on Monday night. We are redefining health, and we talk about the health care system. I'm not seeing where we're talking about redefining wealth in the similar manner where we're seeing it happen in our physical. It's like I want to talk about the wealth care system. And I really was hot on the topic, and the very next day there is a letter. Now, I know very much that my friend is not the only one that has received a letter like that, and I want to know from Ion if this is the beginning of seeing more like this.
It's the shifting part. You got to shift the first part.
Redefining wealth? Is that the first part?
Well, you don't even know what wealth is, so I don't know how you redefine it.
Well, I know I don't know, Ion, but now I'm saying I want to parallel wealth care with health care. You know, we have the products and we see what the products are doing and they're redefining health. And we talk about the health care system.
Yes.
So is this letter evidence in the physical that we are redefining wealth even though we don't know what it means?
Yes,
are we seeing it in our physical?
Well, we would say yes, but, you know, except for those, I see, said the blind man who reached his hammer and saw.
We are blind to wealth. We are blind to wealth.
People, ice cubes in hell are held by wealthy people.
Gene, I got knocked off. So you're now asking Ion?
He said, I don't know what wealth is. He did affirm that the letter was evidence that we're going to see that redefinition of wealth in the physical. We're going to see it more. Ion, there was a number. Is it useful for me to name the financial arm?
Not necessary.
Is it useful or is it important, that particular one, or are we going to see letters like this from all the big banks?
Likely so.
The letter was dated in March, so it wasn't before the end of 2014, so it's not a tax write-off for the big bank. They can't deduct it in that way. I'm really curious why it happened.
Anyway,
They don't pay taxes anyway. Well, then, in March, is it significant that this forgiveness, this debt forgiveness, occurred in March?
It's a happy day. Post Bob's birthday.
Oh, Bob. Carolyn's
after my
birthday. Carolyn's birthday is in March.
March 20th. I'm February 2nd. She's March 20th.
Do you have more to say about this new image of wealth that we're seeing?
No, it's just developing. You'll see.
Dee, lay out what you think it could be, and then I might correct you. That's how you get a response from Ion. Be very careful how you ask Ion.
We are very tricky about it.
Yeah, you know, is it significant? I'm wondering if it's significant that the human creator didn't pay any attention at all. Just like, I guess, if a king is in hell, he's not going to pay attention to how hot it is. And if he wants ice cubes in hell, then he'll have them in his hand. Does that make sense?
Does to us.
So, not thinking about it. Not thinking about whatever may have been concerning in the past. We shouldn't just even think about it anymore.
Well, that's what's wrong with television today, is no one's even watching it. No one's even missing it. Nobody even cares. They wonder what shows are coming on. Nobody even looks. They don't watch it. They don't even see it. Now everything is 2 minutes on YouTube and you're done.
There's a finite number of possible combinations to 10-digit numbers.
Yes, they ran out of them.
Will you tell me the number of combinations, all the possible combinations in 10 digits?
More than 12.
Is it going to be necessary to add another digit to phone numbers, or are we just going to stop using numbers?
Just stop using numbers.
We're just going to stop using numbers because we're going to just speak the name of the person. Well, we're not calling anybody anymore. We're texting a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We're Facebooking.
That's not on a number.
Well, there's ISP numbers.
There's ISIP and QSIP numbers, too, but didn't have anything to do with what we're talking about.
With phone numbers. So phone numbers specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Does T-Mobile have anything to do with this? Is this going to be a dramatic change in our telecommunications?
Everything is dramatic. Hell, they can say they might raise your phone bill one day and you have a nervous breakdown.
Are we going to see debt being forgiven in other areas other than mortgage real estate debt?
Maybe.
Is there another area?
I say it's up to Bob. Depends on how much ice cream they let him have.
It'd be nice if Bob considered credit card debt. Those numbers are pretty meaningless these days as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering about redefining wealth, and I have no clue. You're absolutely right. And it may be very Pollyanna-ish to think, but out here in the country, Ion, there's a lot of trading that goes on already without money. They say, though, when we carry that out in our cynical man approach, they say that the urban environment would take over the country. You like to go easy with things this significant to little man, don't you, Ion?
You have to.
So
otherwise
maybe
it turns into a bad version of Brokeback Mountain.
Maybe the banks are just kind of testing the waters. Are they being very selective?
That's how they did it with Lehman Brothers.
Who's they, the banks?
It was a soft crash.
And that's what's really interesting is the choices they made back then. And we're going to be seeing very different choices this time, if this letter is any indication.
Suits you?
It suits me very well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we have to be easy with it because people will freak out. People won't even talk about it right now, Ion. They can't imagine that it would happen. Is that what is important?
It is significant.
Come on, Gene. You can ask better questions than this. So I'm going to come back to you, okay, Gene? Come on,
yes.
put your mind that you can write shit out. We're just wandering around. Come on, get focused. So
you
I'll go
to
someone
to
else.
MSU, go to MSU and have made shit up.
I have one more question, Ion. Is there anything more I should be doing to take care of this poison ivy that I just got?
See, that's personal stuff. You want to discuss wealth and health. Figure out how to talk about it, Gene. Quote Baudrillard or something. You know.
I would. I don't, Bob, I don't have my computer. I'm beside a river in a tent, and I don't have my computer tonight, but I wanted to at least get the question in, so you can move on.
Yeah,
thank
we'll
you
come
very
back
much.
Maybe.
Apply Renew.
I got Renew Remag, many applications already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lauren, do you have any questions for Ion?
What significant happened in year 1517?
Nothing.
The word ambiguous, I've been looking it up, and it says it came into existence in the beginning of the 16th century, which would be the 1500s, I guess. What came about to bring the word ambiguous into existence?
Ambiguity is the root.
Of?
Ambiguity.
Have you met Eric Iso?
Say it clearly.
Yes.
What are you saying?
Yes.
You've met Eric Iso?
How do you spell the last word?
E-S-O-T, the silent T.
E-S-O-T. When did he live?
1517 in various different states.
Ion is not physical, is engaged with every human that ever happened, so
no,
state
right.
That question.
No, okay. He said yes. That's good enough.
Yeah, but he said he met you. He's met all of us. This doesn't mean anything, that question.
We never met Cloris Leachman.
Cloris Leachman of the TV show?
Right, we never met her.
Because she was a not person?
She was a not, yes.
Lauren, she was people. There's these people who are not. I'm one of the leaders of them. Anyways, go ahead, Eric. Go ahead, Lauren.
Is Eric Iso a person that the world should meet more?
No.
Do you study him, Lauren?
Yeah, I study, promote him.
What did he do? What was his art?
Manifest him. He came to bring ambiguity into art.
Is he part of the Mannerist movement, the Trump Leo?
Part of every movement. It's
yeah, but I'm thinking
concept.
Of the Mannerist and the Trump Leo. Is he considered part of that?
Yeah.
Now, Ion says there's no significance. Now, you're identifying one, so you ask Ion why there is no significance even in relation to you.
Why there is no significance and why should the world not meet him?
Because he's not regarded and has no regard in what he is. There's not six words he's ever said that even apply.
Now, Eric, as an artist, Lauren, as an artist, artists tend to try to find obscure things and then, you know, promote them to give themselves a vehicle. Is that what you're doing with Eric?
I'm thinking about it, yes. I'm working on it. That's the idea.
Okay, well, ask Ian what he might contribute. The world may not know anything about him, but what could you get out of him? You should ask Ian that.
What can Eric Iso do for me?
Give you a headache if you look at his work long enough.
Is L.A. really the place to be?
No, Torrey Pines.
Yeah, and also say, for me, Lord, for you.
Is L.A. the place to be for me, or should I move on?
Move on, oh, better one.
Should I leave this continent?
If you don't do.
Now, go back into a theoretical question, a topic not about you, per se.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't want to really ask that. I just wrote it down and I said it by accident.
We answered it in purpose.
All right. Thank you. Is there a reason to still make theater in this day and age?
But a stage.
The whole world is a stage.
Yes, but he's saying also it's a pun. Hey, it's a pun on it's a phase. You know, it was a medium for a while. You said theater, right, Lauren?
Right. So when you say that something becomes obsolete, it becomes an art form, right? And so theater is no longer a valid form of expression.
Not until it's obsolesced.
Has it become obsolesced?
Well, they aren't beating the doors down on Broadway.
So it has become obsolete, and so it is now an art form, or is it just like completely nothing?
It was an art form in the 20th century because it was obsolete by TV and everything, but it is now nothing.
Okay. Is there a point to interactive art, or is it really as boring as I think it is?
Pretty damn boring. And just the name of it, that's the best name they could come up with. They couldn't say Big Tits or Mother Jugs and Speed or something that was actually viable or, you know, the He-Man Titty Club or something. You know, be something. Instead, that's, I guess, the best you can do. It's like, well, you know what, you guys, I'd buy that for a dollar.
Is ambiguous, like that name would be, to describe art? Is ambiguous important? Is it as important to art as I think it is?
Is that an ambiguous answer, Ian? Okay, try another angle, Lauren.
Okay.
Sorry, were we being ambiguous?
Perhaps, in some sense.
So we had 99 bottles of beer on the wall and decided which one was empty?
Well, the intended meaning cannot be definitively resolved according to the rule or process of the infinite number of steps or finite number of steps. So it says Wikipedia
Lauren,
when it comes to ambiguity.
Hey, Lauren, I know McClune used to write that the role of the poet, once Newton and science came in and started to dominate, that the role of the poet was to make, recover the sense of the ambiguity of communication and language. So that's been a purpose for, you know, many hundreds of years under Gutenberg conditions. Now we're into the electronic and digital where people aren't sure or don't care what is real. So ambiguity would not be an issue anymore. It's only a product of the Gutenberg era.
Mm-hmm. It's why flying planes can be dangerous.
Yes. Look at you. You got to watch it when you get on a Malaysian airline.
Driving a plane can be dangerous, or a plane that flies can be dangerous.
Yeah, our environment has become ambiguous, whereas the poets in the art world was just criticizing other particular specialist arts. Now you've got an ambiguous, ambivalent Trump Leal, and Ian refers to this a lot, of the Android meme.
Mm-hmm.
I was just at the LACMA, and I saw a lot of art.
Yeah.
And I tried to understand what it is about art that I liked and art that I didn't like. I defined it as like Picasso. What he really did was he made the physical form of the human through cubism ambiguous. And that was his power. Ambiguous art was good, bad. Art was literal. But then lesser art was the most successful at all because its significance was completely ambiguous. In the idea that all the masters, they're not ambiguous at all. They know that they influence everything, but like the minor artists are more successful. I don't know. This is a weird a trip I've been going on lately.
You're stuck in the so-called art world. Ian, is it safe to say that all art is today presented in galleries is tax write-off bullshit with money laundering behind
it's
it?
It's imitation wealth in imitation frames on imitation walls held by imitation nails.
Yeah, see, Lauren, so you're talking to the most ambiguous phenomenon around, which is Ion right now.
Yeah,
And you're talking to, bringing in the concept of ambiguity. That's probably a little too limited when dealing with Ion.
Okay.
Take your best ideas in ambiguity and apply it to Ion. You didn't get anything out of the art gallery.
Bob, why don't you work on his socio-perception?
Work on that, Lauren. Ask about your socio-perception.
No,
yours.
You have to do that, Bob. You have to do that, Bob.
Well, I'll get a chance to do that. Not right
all
now.
Right. Okay, so you mentioned earlier today that maybe a good question is to ask what I should ask. What should I ask?
Say it this way. Are there factors I'm not considering in my pursuit of art?
Are there factors I'm not considering in my pursuit of what I'm doing right now?
Long-cased clocks.
The kind that JW has, Ion? The kind that JW has?
Those are long-cased clocks, yes.
Yeah, they're very interesting. Well, note what they're doing. JWs, they alter. They don't perceive the time correctly, or they develop their own time, or they make an eight-hour experience be a lot longer. Well, do you remember some of the stuff, Joe? What were some of the weirdness, the anomalies that came out of JW's long-cased clocks?
I know JW had to shut them all down because they were ringing at all hours of the day and night, so he doesn't use them anymore.
So then you would want to know why Ion would apply it to you, Lauren.
Yeah.
You're so out of control.
Sorry?
Like the clocks, you are sort of out of control.
You're out of control, Lauren.
I can definitely believe that.
Have you changed when you moved to Los Angeles? Did you change?
Ion, have I changed since moving to Los Angeles?
Prolifically.
In a positive or negative way?
Ambiguously, we are positive. There's no noted change positively.
All right. Fair enough.
Or maybe it's not fair at all. Maybe it's a Playfair cipher.
Cipher, C-I-P-H-E-R.
In terms of, like, ciphering a code?
Yeah, Playfair cipher is one of the techniques of deciphering, traditional, in cryptography.
I do that? How do I do that?
Well, you can Google that. But he
all
said
right.
your situation is like a Playfair cipher. You're trying to cipher Los Angeles and the art world.
You're trying to look at art, and art's looking at you.
You're looking at art, and it's really looking at you more intently, Lauren.
No longer used by military forces because of the advent of digital encryption devices.
Is that a question?
I think it's supposition.
I think in supposition.
Do you and Lyndon LaRouche can do that? Do the Lindy.
You can ask your father, Reiner, about LaRouche.
Is there something worthwhile going to in Germany or Italy or Portugal? which one of those countries is better to go to?
Trafalgar Square.
So I should go to England?
Yep.
I've never been there. Am I oversimplifying? No, I can't talk about this. I don't want to talk about myself, you know. I don't want to talk about bigger issues here. That's why I was trying to get into the art idea of, is art, art is over? No. It's impossible.
Okay, Lauren, here.
I got it.
You're dealing with the greatest art form on the planet now, which is our show and Iandom. Ask Ion some artistic critical kind of question, like what is your art trying to communicate, Ion? You know, something like that, as if you're talking to a great artist.
What is your art trying to communicate, Ion?
I'm trying to show the little people how they can't see for their blinded eyes.
Is there a formula to that?
Hand signals for the blind.
That's the name of my artwork from since 1976, Lauren. He's quoting me there.
Mm-hmm. We also patented and trademarked it, too. Well, you'll soon be paying us to use your own work anymore, won't you, Bob?
Yeah, right.
We'll swap it for nappers all day long.
Okay, so Lauren, yeah, is it, what else would you ask a great artist? That was a good question, and Ian gave you a good answer. And it's a traditional answer. Most art attempt to reveal things to their
yes.
audience. So Ian
right.
followed that meme there. So what else?
What is the little man's relationship to fire?
It's prolific.
How has it changed over the years?
You no longer have to create it. You just have to engage it. And
right.
we're taking all the heatness out of it, so it really is becoming a non-issue.
Does the little man need to be brought closer to their relationship, their primal relationship to fire?
They will soon enough, regardless.
You mean like the fires in California or Armageddon, apocalyptic? Are you referring to those bigger issues of fire as a symbol for that, Ion?
Well, we're not reading too much into it. It just answered his question, that's all.
Are LEDs bad for the little man in terms of the quality of light and the frequency?
We don't care about little man. Kill him.
Right.
It'll do him good. Kill him. It does the little man good. That's what they're doing at movie theaters now. And shoot them up. People go, this is stupid. Kill him. Bang, 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 bang. It's like bang, bang, bang. Over nothing.
Yes, murderers are invading movie theaters. That happened a couple weeks ago. Lauren, Ian told us a couple weeks ago that be careful when you go to a movie. Definitely be careful.
Yeah.
Well, you got to be careful going to a movie.
You go to the wrong show, they'll bust a cap in your ass.
What for?
Shits and giggles.